Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Program with Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and we are worried about both of us being here in California, although today's my last day for the winter restus. You know how they have the summer solstice? This
yes.
was the winter restus.
You're back to workus?
No, I'm back to driving across the country again for a 10-day clip. Starting out today, I'll be in Tucson tonight.
This is a personal question, but yes. How's your rear end? Because when you and I were together and we drove to San Diego, your rear end was hurting. I can't imagine what it's going to feel like after 10 days.
I found a fellow this week who is a master at myotherapy, muscular therapy, and it hurt a lot what I got done yesterday and the day before, but it seems to have affected how the nerves are in my leg.
I'm worried about your rear end.
My leg sticking out the window of the car.
Yeah.
As I'm traveling eastbound on the Interstate 10.
Speaking of that, you want to hear a funny story?
About somebody sticking their foot out the car window, of course.
We'll get to the news because I know that's important.
That is important, yes.
Speaking of legs out the window, so I've been MIA from you, Dougie, because I've been just like kind of riding back up on this other job that I've had to do. And I went to get in my car yesterday. And you ever know the guy that parks so close to your door
can't get
into your car?
I had one of those this week myself, yes.
Because they've actually parked diagonally in their parking spot. Well, happens to me. And so I get into the passenger side. I'm thinking for a minute, I'm like, am I going to wait for this guy? Like, how am I going to find this person? This is a big office building with a big parking lot. I'm wearing a skirt, of course, not a long skirt. Right. And I'm wearing heels. So I'm like, I'm going to have to climb
always
over.
Are. Yep.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
So I dumped those heels off and I made the big climb. One leg over first, next leg over.
Really?
But if there was a camera going, Dougie, I'm pretty sure that I can't run for president.
One of those deals, eh?
One of those deals.
There's a flutter of imagination.
Sharon Stone and Body, whatever that movie
was. Okay, everybody start using your imagination as we move into it. Here's something that also requires a little bit of imagination.
Yes.
Imagine living in a state where there has been a 4-year drought and the governor says you can't water your lawn anymore, you can't do anything. This is the same state, by the way, that encouraged a private enterprise to build a desalinization plant, which was done off the coast of Santa Barbara. And then promptly the state, when it opened, shut it down because of concerns about environmental issues. What kind of moronic? Why don't you give us an overview? Because I'm the part-time Angelian in California and you're the full-timer as to what the governor has done and the impact, the practical side of this, which doesn't seem very practical to me at all.
Right. Well, it's really weird. California likes to spend a lot of money, and any time that there is a tragedy, they use it as an excuse. And we've seen this. We saw this with 9/11. Whenever there is a tragedy, the government uses it as an excuse, both sides, to take away your liberties and to tax you more. Mm-hmm. And that is what we are seeing firsthand with Jerry Brown. He went out to the Sierra Nevada mountains, and he was supposed to be measuring snow to see what the snowpack was. Well,
he brought
he's
a
sitting.
Yardstick with him?
Yeah, that's what they do. They do it every year. I had no idea. Apparently, it's a thing that governors do. They go out and they stick their stick in the ground and go, you know, 5 inches. Well, no snow. Last week, I called for a $1 billion drought program. That wasn't enough. So now what we're going to do is 25% sweeping cuts. This is going to be mandatory cuts. And what this means especially is for like state and government buildings, college campuses, cemeteries, golf courses, they won't be allowed to water like they normally do. So your Aunt Matilda is going to be resting in a big old dirt clod now. Then the other one, which we've actually done in LA. Now, I was just a baby and you probably were not living here yet. But in the 70s, we had a drought, believe it or not, just as historically bad as this one. Mm-hmm. Even though they'd like you to believe this was the worst one ever, this one in the 70s was just as bad. And Jerry Brown, or not Jerry Brown at the time, I think he had just come in, but
he was governor 30 years ago.
Yeah, so it could have been right around his time. They seeded the clouds, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it rained so much And we got so much water, it ended the drought, number one. But number two, people started suing everybody because of flood damage. Mm-hmm. So that's why they won't seed the clouds, because they're afraid it's going to rain too much.
How about they just do a moderate seed instead of a full-blown?
Exactly, like half a seed.
What does it matter with these people?
But there's so many options, and instead, they're going to put all these impositions on your life. And the funny thing is, this $1 billion that he's put aside for this emergency cutback program, $40 million of it goes into flood control.
Great. When there's not
there's
enough
no
water.
Flooding. You're gonna there's no water. We're not even getting a sprinkle.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's so ridiculous.
All right. So the drought situation means if there's a 25% mandatory cutback, instead of me taking a 4-minute shower, I got to take a 3-minute shower.
Right.
It sounds to me like. And Charlotte has to take a 3-minute bath instead of a 4-minute bath.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. Okay. So there's the situation in California. We'll review some of the other stories that have made it that Jennifer may not have had her way with yet.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The wildest, craziest party ever. It'll never happen again.
They don't make parties like this one anymore.
50,000 crazy rednecks, totally out of control.
Ah, the good old days.
The only police enforcement was banditos.
Today, on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wildest party of all time.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. 8 people got killed. It went on for about 4 days. Totally out of control. 24 hours a day. Burning down a barn. Ran over somebody with my motorcycle.
What?
He fell off the bike in front of me. What was I supposed to do? You know? We rode all the way on my 66 Porsche chopper. I was at Woodstock. Much better than Woodstock. I'm just old.
American Biker Minute.
Totally mature.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
2-on-1, KJ to Chambers, jam! Oh, boy!
So, where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, so you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number 1, 2, 3, 4, or more? Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family affair.
The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each stays in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying 2 tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so, so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
It's a good day to bid you good day. Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday. So
if you're on your way to work and you work for a mean person, we're here to fix that problem, at least until you get to work. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Senator Bob Menendez, defiant, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He's defiant after the accusations that he is ripping, well, I don't know, he's not ripping the taxpayer off. He got $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a friend, and he did him a couple of favors. What's the big deal? Why are you concerned about that, Bob? I'm sorry. Too bad. Is he the only one in town who's done this? You see, that's the real hypocrisy here. Like, he's the only one.
Well, who has, got caught. Well, and didn't he cross President Obama some time ago?
I don't know. I don't remember that. Did he?
I feel like he did. I,
yeah,
you
so
know,
this is a double.
Is it a double cross? Yeah, it's a double.
I take your double cross and I up you double it. Yes.
Yes.
All right. All right. He says he's not going anywhere. Well, he may
except
not have
to jail. You know, I'm just going to stay right here. You guys come and get me.
All right. The religious freedom law, whatever the heck it's called, governors in Indiana and Arkansas have signed bills that supposedly clarify the controversial religious freedom law, which critics say give business owners a legal defense to discriminate against members of the LGBT community. I always get a kick out of that. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual.
Yeah. All of the above is what I want to call them.
Right. Well, it looks like a light bulb company or something. But anyway.
Light bulb company.
The fix was proposed before passing through the legislature, making its way to Governor Pence. The update is released by lawmakers, states that the religious freedom law does not allow any business to deny service to any customer, including on the grounds of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. This law, can I give you my little
please
once over?
Yes, you may.
This law was really misinterpreted from the beginning. This was a law that was passed with, almost unanimous support in Congress in the early 90s, 93, I think.
But not with the same verbiage in it.
Yeah, no, the exact same verbiage. President Clinton signed the bill. State Senator President Obama in 2008 signed this bill when something similar came through. This is basically protecting people's religious freedoms. Now, it's not offering discrimination. Here's the fine line. So if I'm a cake maker, people use this example all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And someone says, hey, bake a cake for my wedding. It would be discrimination if I said, no, I'm not going to bake you a cake. What wouldn't be discrimination if I said, you know what, going to a gay wedding, setting up this cake, it's against my religion. I can't do it. That's what this bill protects you. And it protects you in the state because already this is set up in federal government. This is a law that's already here. You know what's weird, Dougie?
But wait a minute. Hold on. But does it, the bottom line, can I, if I'm running a bakery, bake a cake or not for somebody who's gay if I don't like gays?
I think that you still are going to be able to, on a level, say no, because here's what it gets me, and this is what I'm getting at with you. You run a business, I run a business.
Right.
Do you ever want the government telling you who you have to work with and who you can't work with? To me, that's the most disturbing part of this whole conversation. I would never discriminate, and I trust that my neighbors are not going to discriminate as well.
There are a lot of bigots.
But there are, but I'm trusting that I'm talking about for my life, but do I want the government coming in and saying, you have to serve that person? That makes me a servant and not a business person if I have to serve every single person that tells me I have to serve them, right?
The fix for this is not the government coming in and screwing around, although they think they have to be the big protector. What really is the bottom line is the marketplace itself. If you are a baker and you decide not to bake a cake for somebody who's gay,
who wants you to bake their cake anyway?
Outside the store are protesters who are going to say, wouldn't bake a cake for my friend because he's gay. I'm going to try to put you out of business.
Right.
That's the way to do it. Not have the government put you out of business, have the marketplace that says, I'm not going to do business with you because you don't set a standard that I appreciate. And sometimes that'll work and sometimes it won't work.
And then you just trust that the market's going to weed those bad people out. Because,
Look,
if someone doesn't want to bake me a wedding cake, then I don't want them to bake me a wedding cake. I want to go to someone who wants, appreciates, and will do a good job.
Cake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want someone who's going to do a good job for me.
Are you putting into that cake the cream? Oh, man, that cream filling is so good. Mm. But what's in it?
Right.
What's
tastes
on the frosting?
Funny. Yeah.
Right. Tastes a little bit funny. Right. Jen and Doug at 21 after on Good Day.